We have embraced the Common Core standards. However, we continue to use our own curriculum because our curriculum is faith-based.
Sister Carol Cimino serves as superintendent for Western New York Catholic Schools. Catholic and private schools are not required by the State Education Department to administer state tests. However, Cimino tells WBFO News they've spent a great deal of time parsing out and analyzing these standardized tests for their students.
That the standards are clear, they're real, they're genuine, and they're rigorous. So who wouldn't want to follow the standards? We just have not embraced the curriculum.
And also, you do not evaluate the teachers through that, correct?
We do not use the tests to evaluate our teachers. We never have. Never will.
In early October, the Albany Diocese said it was stepping back from some of the Common Core testing. In the Capital Region, it will only administer the test this coming spring to students in 3rd, 5th, and 7th grades, not grades 3 through 8th, as required for public school students statewide. Unlike some of the discontent against these standards, Cimino says she believes they are solid and important for a student's learning.
We spend an awful lot of time looking through the test results so that we can determine, number one, what kids need what kind of help, what kind of skills do they need, and number two, how can we provide professional development for our teachers so that they can help these kids.
Despite a large opt-out movement among public school students statewide last spring, the rate for local Catholic school children checked in at only about 9%. Cimino says she does not believe there is too much testing. Cimino says no decisions have been made to pull back on testing, but she's always open to discussions. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.